The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017 with Emma Newman.
Mum, do you think there's time to fit in the danger bingo after lunch on the 25th? Or should it be before lunch?
Danger bingo?
Yes, Mum.
Don't tell me, some of the balls explode.
No, Mum, but I will consider adding them. An excellent suggestion.
Is that a card and present you have there?
Yes, Mum.
Oh, it's just a piece of paper. Do you think someone's used invisible ink? Here, have a look. Oh, it sounds like it's afraid.
Ah, this is peril-sensitive paper, and there is only one person of your acquaintance with the ability to acquire such paper. Francis Harding, my old nemesis.
You should give that back to me. I think it's afraid of you.
As it should be.
Present, please.
Given the sender, I'm not sure you should open the box, though, Mum.
Oh, nonsense. I've known Francis for years. She's lovely. What on earth? Ah!
It's going up the wall.
What is it? It looks like it's... But it can't be.
No, I'm afraid it is, Mum. A creature made entirely of thumbs.
Awful.
It's worse than that, Mum. Those are decidedly grubby thumbs. Just look at the smears on our windows. Oh, she has no mercy.
But this is Francis. There must be a positive use for this apparently grotesque present.
There are many positive applications. As a matter of fact, whilst duelling on a rooftop last year, Mrs. Harding and I discussed the matter at some length. She suggested the following. Since all of its thumbprints are different, it can be released into a crime scene one has just vacated in order to confuse and flummox any fingerprint experts. She also theorised that it could be used to hitch lifts when one's own thumb is tired. But in practice, would-be benefactors tend to speed away once they get a good look at it. My personal favourite, however, is it can be released during a children's party, allowing one to leave early during the screaming.
No, just go back a moment, Latimer. You were duelling with Francis on a rooftop?
Yes, it was just after she won the Costa Book Award, I believe. I fail to recall the reason why she called me out. Perhaps a comment I made about a bat. I forget.
Well, perhaps the less I know about that, the better. Latimer, could you check her latest book, A Skinful of Shadows, is on my Christmas list, please?
Very good, Mum.
Now, I think it's time for some festive cheer, whilst you catch the thumb creature, Latimer.
Oh, no.
Little chickens! You've just listened to the third episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaandJeopardy.